Hey guys, welcome to the Track Record Risk Call. Today we have with us V, the CIO and founder of Track Record. How are you, V?
Hey, hi, Yiron. Let's talk about markets.
Right. So yesterday the stocks sold off aggressively when Asian trading session started, but ended the day positive. Why do you think that's the case?
So yes, Monday when the stock futures opened during early Asian hours, Nasdaq futures sold off more than 3%, and we had a similar sell-off in Dow Jones and S&P futures as well. And it looked pretty bad because of the weekend news where Europe imposed more sanctions on Russia, mainly the banning of Russian banks from the SWIFT settlement system, and also that Germany will be sending weapons to Ukraine to help them in their defense against the Russian forces. So it sounded pretty bleak. Risk aversion was very strong. The risk sentiment was affected badly. And we had that sell-off in early hours. But as the day progressed, it became clear that the sanctions did not really cause the financial systems to freeze up. There were some fears of that from certain bank analysts' reports. So some people were afraid that there will be a domino effect in the settlement system being disrupted, and that central banks will have to step in to provide liquidity. Although the truce talks between Ukraine and Russia at the border of Belarus didn't yield any results, we still had continued recovery in the stock market, future stock markets, and that resulted in a strong rally towards the end, with the stock markets ending the day in positive zone. So that's very interesting, given that the situation is worse off. The war is intensifying. There's more sanctions, and the differences between the two parties remains unresolved. So it's important to note this because I think many times throughout your trading career, you find that price action does not really reflect what's happening in the world. And that's because the market tries to price in information and tries to project developments ahead of things actually happening. So that's why there's this old adage called buy on rumors, sell on fact, right? So what we have here is a case of people selling on the rumor and buying on the fact that situation is worse, but it's not as bad as feared. So a crucial factor that affects market sentiment is uncertainty. So I guess the SWIFT settlement ban was one of the worst sanctions that people can think of that will maybe result in Russia being even more angry, because Putin has stated before a ban of them for them from using the SWIFT settlement system is an act of war. So that was very harsh words, and it's happened. And there's no real difference in the situation. The war continues to go on, but Putin didn't really respond to it. The Central Bank of Russia increased interest rates from 9.5% to 20% to defend the currency. We had the ruble weakening 20-30% on the day. Russian stocks dropped by quite a lot. Some banks dropped by more than 70-80% at some point in price. But I think it's contained within Russian assets. So not that there's a contagion effect into other emerging markets or even the broader market. So there was good development in terms of fears, right? That the worst fears were not realized. So markets became more stable. And more importantly, is that I think the cash levels, meaning investors are now at the highest level of uninvested cash since the start of the COVID crisis in 2020. So with positioning more to the side of being bearish and being short rather than being long and overinvested, it takes progressively worse news or higher levels of escalation or bigger levels of uncertainties for the markets to make new lows. So as a result, we saw the stock markets rally quite hard, especially in the energy prices, which we have always said in energy stocks, this is an inevitable outcome given the dynamics of demand and supply and the uncertainty, the geopolitical uncertainty. This is one of our central view, is that regardless of how the war goes, energy prices will continue to trend higher, because even if the war is resolved, it doesn't change the fact that demand is outpacing supply, and supply is being constrained by underinvestment through the years. So that's one of the sectors that did really well. And then the tech sector, especially the cybersecurity tech sector, did really well as well, because I think it is also another inevitable outcome of this conflict, is that there will be more cyber attacks between countries in the years ahead, in the weeks and months ahead, and big companies in every country will need to beef up their cybersecurity to prevent retaliation hacking or just generally hacking from all parties that are hostile to them. So we have that observation. You need to understand that it is not a view of how the conflict will resolve, but it's that price action is a big input into our investment process, and price action is surprisingly very positive. And I think it's a major part of the reason is that positionings are now very light for those who are longs and very heavy for those who are short. Right. So I think the weakness tends to be asymmetric to the upside now rather than asymmetric to the downside. And if you can see from the VIX, it's a measure of stock market volatility. It is not breaking to new highs. In fact, it's pretty holding at around 30 wall, which is not anywhere close to what it used to be when the stock market sell-off started a few months ago. So we have that. Do we should monitor that, keep an eye on the volatility of the markets, because it shows the fear factor as well. So VIX reached as high as 38, 39 in January and last week as well. But now it's holding stable around 30. So it's showing that much of the fears and hedging activity to the downside is likely to have been completed. And if we want to see a further push downside to new lows, we will likely need a lot more bad news from here.
Right. Then what about the crypto markets? There was quite an aggressive rally as well.
Yes. In fact, Bitcoin did really well. It looked like it was going to break to new lows as well because of the really weak stock markets at the open of Asia trading session, and Bitcoin was testing the 37,000 level during the weekend as well as yesterday. 37, in fact, it broke below 37 briefly during the weekend, and now it's trading at 43,000, and that's a strong rally from the lows, given that the world, as I said, as we were discussing, the world is a worse off place. I think there's two factors. One is the improvement in risk sentiment despite the escalation in the conflict, but also, so it was partly tracking the stock markets, but I think it also had inherent strength in Bitcoin, especially in itself, because of the ban of Russian banks from using the SWIFT settlement system. I think, of course, the expectation now is that Russia will find alternative means of settlement for their trade, and Bitcoin is a good candidate, or other cryptos as well. But I think Bitcoin is a good candidate because it's always been touted as the digital gold. And although it's not been behaving like this at the start of the conflict, it's been behaving more like a risk asset. I think now it's starting to exhibit that safe haven as a means of settlement for now, given that Russia still has no clue, as the world still doesn't know how Russia is going to be able to settle trade going forward if they continue to be banned from the SWIFT settlement system. And also another thing, it also has repercussions beyond Russia. So any rich people or anybody with savings who reside in countries that may be on the wrong side of the fence against the people who run the SWIFT settlement system, i.e. the mostly the Western world nations, if you have you're living in a country where at any point in time in the future there's a risk that they would be subjected to restrictions to the usage of the SWIFT system, you will be now thinking that it makes sense to have an alternative means of storage for your savings. Because imagine you are suddenly frozen out of the banking system. You cannot access your savings, and that's when you need it the most. That is a big problem for most people in emerging market countries or countries that could be hostile against the or could be deemed as hostile by the Western nations in the future. So because of that, I think it has accelerated the adoption of cryptocurrency as an asset, or at least it's now increased the likelihood of further adoption by these parties in the future. Or likely it's right now is continuing because the world is changing. I think the geopolitical landscape is changing. Using weaponizing the SWIFT banking system as a settlement system as a means to punish countries which is in conflict with the Western nations, it's in being used against a nuclear power at that is a precedent that cannot be ignored. So I think no rich individuals in these countries which may be in conflict in the future will not ignore the fact that their savings are very vulnerable if it's within the traditional financial system. So two important key points that I want to stress in today's risk call is that price action, the observed price action is very important. So you cannot just keep looking at the news and what's happening, but price action is a big input that reflects the market positioning and reflects the likely trajectory or at least I think more importantly, the risk reward profile of your positions going forward. So the weak side now, i.e. the side that is the markets are likely to be underinvested now, I think so good news will have a bigger reaction, or even no news will have a bigger reaction to the upside, and bad news will have a smaller reaction to the downside unless it's really unexpected bad news. So that's one thing, price action, the importance of price action. The other thing that's critical to note is that Bitcoin, which has been trading very weak for some months now, which has been lagging many risk assets as well as crypto itself, is now showing strength and leading the way higher. And it's likely because the pace of adoption will pick up. And I think now it's going to be very interesting going forward if risk sentiment should improve. If things should stabilize, I think we will see a strong rally in cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, in the weeks ahead. All right. Okay. Thank you, Yiro. As always, stay true to the process and eventually you'll be profitable.